Good afternoon. I'm Jake Rusnak with VPR News. In Winooski, poll workers and election officials are taking extra precautions to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Today is Vermont's primary day, and voters can cast their ballots indoors at the city's senior center. City Clerk Carol Barrett said that though a few volunteers stayed home this year, she has plenty of help overall.
Obviously, this year we have mask and hand sanitizer. We have plexiglass shields to protect our election officials. We have a gentleman who is sanitizing every time a voter leaves the booth.
Almost 1,300 more people requested absentee ballots in 2020 than in 2018. In a normal year, Barrett says voters line up before polls open at 7 a.m. to cast their vote. This year, she says she saw maybe 12 people trickle in before 7:30. The president of the University of Vermont says he expects students living off campus will follow public health guidelines to limit the spread of COVID-19. Students are set to return to campus this month, raising concerns that the influx could bring new cases of coronavirus to the area. Burlington Mayor Moreau Weinberger raised a number of concerns last week about UVM's reopening plan and said the school needs to do more to discourage off-campus students from throwing parties. UVM's reopening plan includes a pledge that students have to sign saying they'll follow physical distancing and other public health protocols and could face sanctions if they break those rules. UVM President Suresh Garamella says the school is also trying to educate students.
And we're working with our student government leaders for both undergrad and grad students to serve as peer influencers in following the expected protocols. So we're also working with our fraternities and sororities about ways in which they can support the health and safety of our communities.
Garamella says Burlington residents can also file reports with UVM if they see violations of the state guidelines. And Norwich University says three students have tested positive for the virus that causes COVID-19. In a letter from President Mark Arorumo to the Norwich community posted Monday on the school website, he said 500 students returned to campus as part of a six-phase schedule for the fall semester. Every student was tested, and on Monday, three tests came back positive. The students were quarantined. The Eye on the Sky forecast, there's a heat advisory for the Champlain, St. Lawrence, and Southern Valleys today and tonight. Sun today, followed by periods of clouds during the afternoon, scattered showers and thunderstorms, hot and humid, highs upper 80s to low 90s. Cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, lows dipping into the 60s to near 70. And for tomorrow, sunshine, perhaps a spotty shower or a thunderstorm east of the Greens. Lower humidity in the north tomorrow, highs low to upper 80s. I'm Jake Rusnak with VPR News.